Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
High drive. Left field. It is out of here. Sandoval hits it out right-handed, and the Giants take the lead. He did it. Holding the kid.
Now back to Dickinson and Cozumore.
All right, now we are going to get to the 49ers in a second, but we got some hot guest action right now, right?
Yes, we do.
This is as hot as it gets. During the break, we were able to effort the end of that call. Thank you to NBC Sports Bay Area. Dwayne Kuiper on the call.
Maybe the play of the year was made
possibly
after the ball went over the wall.
Yeah, exactly. Not the home run, not another game-winning home run by Buster, but the guy who made national news by making a one-handed grab all the while protecting his child in the other arm. That's how I'm going to present it. We're joined now by the guy who caught the ball down in San Diego. Chris joins us here on 95.7 The Game. I am Jim Cozumore. John Dickinson across the table from me. Chris, do we have Chris locked in there? We had him ready to go?
Yeah.
Chris, how you doing? Congratulations on the great play. But take us through the play and how this thing went down with you.
I appreciate it. Thanks. More reaction than anything. I've been a lot of games, season ticket holder up there for years. So, you got to keep your eye on the ball. It's part of the game. So, just was pumped. Pablo up. He did it the other night. So, I was expecting something and just had my eye on and came at us. And it was either catch it or knock it away. Wasn't going to let it hit the baby, so...
Yeah, so Chris, I mean, the big question is the mindset there, because obviously you're thinking Pablo can do something special. He did it a couple of days ago in San Francisco. You're thinking catch it or knock it away, but it's just, what's the mindset as the ball's coming and you're thinking, oh my gosh, I've got a shot at this thing?
That you hit it right on the head. It's like, wow, that's coming at me, and the guys in front of me obviously had the leather, but I wasn't sure if they were going to catch it. They weren't getting their gloves up in time, so it was... Just reach out and stab at it and see if I could grab it.
That was part of the fun of it, is that there are two guys in front of you. You guys got the glove ready to make the play.
Glove, no baby.
Yeah, exactly. You just come over the top with one big paw. Now here's the question, Chris, everyone wants to know. What did Mom say about your antics in making the catch while holding said child?
Every bit of it. She loved every bit of it. She's standing right next to me now. She was happy. She trusted me. She knew I was protecting the baby, so... It was either, like I said, knock it away or catch it, but just make sure it wasn't coming near her.
Yeah, and the guys in the broadcast were joking, hey, if that was me, mom would be slugging me. So the trust factor's there between you guys, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Well, I guess everyone wants to know, because that was a lovely little baby, but that seems like a tiny little baby. How old is this little child of yours?
She's 5 months.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow.
Okay. Well, so
that's solid.
I thought born in 2019, so here we
that,
so
exactly.
That would be accurate.
You know what? Is that the first game? Is that your child's
no,
first
game? Actually, it's her third game. We did take her to opening day in San Diego when Giants are in town.
Nice.
Like I said, since we've been down here, we try and make every game there in town.
Sure.
And then saw Father's Day up in the city, so.
That is outstanding. That's a great family and a great dad. What'd you guys do with the ball?
We still have it. Like I said, I offered it up to Pablo on Instagram to see if he wanted it. I know it's something special with what could be his last season with the Giants coming up on his option year and Boch's retirement and another late inning heroic. So it's his ball if he wants it. But if not, it's the baby's.
That's pretty cool.
That is cool. We got to figure out a way to put together some kind of group photo of you and the baby and Pablo,
the whole thing,
and mom and everybody. We got to figure out a way to make that happen. That's something that's got to last.
Yeah.
for decades.
That's going to be a great, great family memory. And you know what? And you're not like just a guy who went to the game. You're a real hardcore Giants fan. I mean, you're talking about Pablo and his, you know, after this year and what could happen with him. So we'll ask you, are you in on the Giants right now? Would you rather they become buyers or sellers?
Well, if they're going to be buyers, they need to be strategic buyers and, you know, something that's controllable, not necessarily a rental. Didn't go our way. So, you know, if they're giving up something, you know, there's a lot of depth in the bullpen. I hate to see anybody go.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if they can turn that into something they control for a couple of years and get competitive sooner rather than later, then, you know, I'm all in.
I know Bum is scheduled to pitch on Sunday. You have a feeling? Should they keep him or think about trading him?
Well, I mean, that guy's spirit, everything about him is just, it bleeds orange and black. You know, like he says, he doesn't give about the free agent talks or, you know, being traded. So I would hate to see him go anywhere. But, you know, it is a business, and there's a lot of Giants baseball left behind him.
That's awesome. Well, I can hear your lovely child in the background. Congratulations to you and your wife.
Appreciate it.
Outstanding
Thank
work.
You
Thank
much.
You so much for joining us. You going to any more games Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah, we'll be there tonight and tomorrow.
Look at that. That's
of course.
Giants family. They're a Giants family all the
Gotta
way.
Got to do it. Great place
Chris,
to see a game.
Chris, a Bay Area guy down in San Diego now. Godspeed. Best of luck to you and your family, and thanks so much for joining us, Chris. Take care, buddy.
I appreciate it.
Yep.
Thanks, guys.
There you have it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.